This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. And now, on to the story that's burned like wildfire across the internet, prompted an angry mayoral letter, drawn former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee and former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum into the fray, inspired a same-sex kiss-in, and led the Muppets to dump a business deal, all while raising big questions about the balance between free speech and the free market, between community values and private enterprise.
And we're talking about gay marriage and the fast food chain Chick-fil-A. And the story begins here with Dan Cathy, Chick-fil-A's CEO.
I think we're inviting God's judgment on our nation when we shake our fist at him and say, you know, we know better than you as to what constitutes a marriage. And I pray God's mercy on our generation that has such a prideful, arrogant attitude to think that we would, the audacity to try to redefine what marriage is all about.
Cathy was speaking there on Georgia-based Ken Coleman Show. It's a radio program, and he made those remarks on that radio program a couple days after an initial interview that first appeared earlier this month in the Biblical Recorder, a North Carolina Baptist newspaper.
And in that interview, Cathy said that when it comes to Chick-fil-A's support of the traditional family, his company is guilty as charged. Here's Kay Allen Bloom, editor of the Biblical Reporter.
He means the definition of the family of one man and one woman, certainly. But he was never saying that in a way that was putting down anyone, and you know, all of a sudden he's being called homophobic, which he's not, or hate monger, which he's not, and you know, that's not the subject. He was just simply stating these are our values, and that's the way we operate.
But many would beg to differ with that, including Boston Mayor Tom Menino, and we'll get to that in a moment.
But Chick-fil-A has never shied away from its Christian roots. Founded by Dan Cathy's father, Truett, in 1967, the company's more than 1,600 restaurants are all closed on Sundays. Cathy says Chick-fil-A's corporate purpose is to glorify God and be faithful stewards of all that is entrusted to us. And the company's philanthropic foundation has supported traditional marriage activist groups such as the National Organization for Marriage. Again, here's Kay Allen Bloom, editor of the Biblical Recorder.
He actually spoke very strongly to me about a passage of scripture that Jesus talked about, going the second mile, that when someone asks you to do something, don't be embittered about that. Do what they ask and then go the second mile and graciously do more than they ask. And he talked about how that Chick-fil-A is a company that tries to incorporate that biblical value into their operation and telling their staff to do more than is expected.
And did you get a sense from him that every day in his life, whether it be business or outside of business, that those are the values that drive him?
Yes. I would say he's a man of integrity and great character who lives consistently by biblical values, and he's like all of us. I'm sure none of us can claim or would claim perfection, but he certainly has standards that he is intensely committed to live by. You know, the Christian life is not something we just package in our church and leave it there on Sunday. It's a part of our DNA of who we are, and so we take biblical principles and try to live them out, and I'm sure he does that.
So again, Chick-fil-A's Christian identity isn't exactly news. So why the firestorm this week?
Because Chick-fil-A wants to come to Boston, to a spot on the Freedom Trail, no less.
The word out there is that if the mayor doesn't want it, that it doesn't happen,
says Boston Herald reporter Greg Turner. Last week, Mayor Tom Menino fired off a passionate letter to Dan Cathy, writing, quote, "You called supporters of gay marriage prideful. Here in Boston, to borrow your own words, we are guilty as charged."
And Menino didn't stop there. He went on to write, "I urge you to back out of your plans to locate in Boston. When Massachusetts became the first state in the country to recognize equal marriage rights, I personally stood on City Hall Plaza to greet same-sex couples. It would be an insult," said the mayor, "to our city's long history of expanding freedom to have a Chick-fil-A across the street from that spot."
And in fact, in an interview with Herald reporter Greg Turner, Menino seemed to go a step further.
He said, quote unquote, "It will be very difficult for Chick-fil-A to get whatever licenses it needs to come into town."
So that's the background. Two powerful men, at least, speaking their minds. There's been an equally powerful reaction from the city and across the nation.
A Chicago alderman also said Chick-fil-A isn't welcome in his city. The company temporarily lost control of the surge of traffic across its Facebook page. Mike Huckabee responded by declaring August 1st as Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day. The Jim Henson Company decided to stop providing Muppets toys to Chick-fil-A restaurants and instead donate proceeds to gay rights groups.
Which brings us all back to those big questions we began with. What is your reaction to the Chick-fil-A story? Do you think Mayor Menino stood for Boston values, or did he overreach? And again, those big questions, what is the balance between free speech and the free market? How do you protect community values while also protecting private enterprise when it seems the two may not meet? Call us at 1-800-423-8255. We definitely want to hear from you. Again, the number is 1-800-423-TALK. You can also contact us on our Facebook page or Twitter at Radio Boston, or on our website, radioboston.org. Well, I should say that we definitely invited both Mayor Tom Menino and Chick-fil-A CEO Dan Cathy to join us on the program today. Both their offices declined, but we will be hearing from, in a moment, the Chicago alderman who's doing something very similar in Chicago and has said he won't let Chick-fil-A come to his ward in the Windy City. We'll try to get him on the line as soon as we can. But joining us now is the deputy editorial page editor of the Boston Globe, Dante Ramos. Dante, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So that was the background. You were one of the editorial writers who came out in the Globe and said the mayor's overreaching. Why?
That's right. And I'm glad to hear that you couldn't get the Baptist head of Chick-fil-A, but you got the Globe editorial board instead. It's a perfect substitute. Our support for same-sex marriage has been, you know, of long standing, and you know, it's a position that that we think is very important to Boston. And you know, there's a certain passion in the mayor's letter and in his stance, and in general, that's kind of admirable. You know, he feels these issues deeply and sincerely, and it's hard to overstate how much that means to a community that until about 20 years ago probably couldn't get the time of day from a lot of elected politicians. Having said that, as a matter of public policy, this doesn't really even strike us as a close call. The state and the city of Boston both have equal rights laws that anybody who wants to do business here in Boston, including Chick-fil-A, would have to follow.
But it doesn't seem as if the mayor has said, no, I am not going to let you come. In the letter, he says, I urge you to reconsider.
Well, you know, his earlier comments to Greg Turner, I think, were, you know, as he said in the clip that you played, you know, he says, if you need licenses in the city, it will be very difficult. You know, even in his letter, he says that there's no place for your company along the Freedom Trail. You know, anybody who follows business and development issues here in Boston, you know that when the mayor so much as hints that he doesn't support a business project, the chances of it getting done are pretty minimal. You know, this is a lot more than a mere hint. You know, he's directly suggesting that licenses that, you know, might be given to somebody else will be conditioned on Chick-fil-A's public statements. And, you know, you can imagine that there are, you know, there's a lot of Catholics in Boston. The mm-hmm. The point of view of the Catholic Church on this is similar to the point of view of Dan Cathy's, if expressed a little bit differently. And you can imagine that there are Catholic business owners in Boston who agree with him. And, you know, is this a standard that we're going to apply regularly? Does that mean that these people shouldn't get their licenses?
Well, on that note, we've got so much response on WBUR.org. On our Facebook pages, Greg Plant on WBR's Facebook page says, to play devil's advocate, where's Mayor Menino's letter condemning Apple, who essentially uses what Greg was calling slave labor to save us 5% on our iProducts? I mean, asking the same question that you are, like, where does it stop if you're going to apply a certain set of values in terms of what companies you support and don't coming to Boston?
Right. Well, precisely. And, you know, there's been, you know, this isn't just with Chick-fil-A and the same-sex marriage issue. You know, it's also come up with Walmart and, you know, questions about their labor practices. And, you know, there are other companies that, you know, have given money to anti-gay groups and have the similar labor practices who don't have these sort of brouhahas erupt around them. So, you know, I, Chick-fil-A is a multi-billion-dollar company and can take care of itself, but I do think it speaks to some concerns that people ought to have about the broader business environment here in Boston.
All right, Dante, stand by for just a moment because we do have Alderman Joe Moreno on the line. He's joining us from Chicago. He represents Chicago's First Ward. He's also said that Chick-fil-A is not welcomed in his city and that he would actually try to stop the company from coming there. Alderman Joe Moreno, welcome to Radio Boston. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
I'm wondering if you could just start by telling us really why did you take the position that you did and saying that you don't welcome Chick-fil-A to your ward in Chicago?
Well, here's the background. We have been working with the company for 8 or 9 months, and they have significant traffic issues with the site, first off. But secondly is that I've been working with them, and I thought in good faith, on adopting a non-discriminatory policy in the company's employee handbook and posted on the company's mission statement within the store. And I was making some progress with the executives, not a ton, but some. And they were, you know, they had made statements to me that they were going to take no political stances, that they had it would no longer fund any organizations that had a political agenda, left, right, or center. And I thought that was, you know, that was the progress we needed to make. Mm. You know, unfortunately, the CEO made some comments that I thought flew in the face of our good faith negotiations. So my attitude is this: you know, you can believe whatever you want to believe. I'm not in the business, nor should anybody be in the business of controlling somebody's beliefs, their belief system, their faith system. That's theirs, and between theirs and whatever God if they so choose to believe in, to believe in. What I'm interested in is if those beliefs, you know, change to action. That would be discriminating against people that you know, in Illinois have the right to have a civil union, and hopefully shortly we'll have the right to marry. So I kind of equate it in a hypothetical and an exaggerated way, but, you know, I don't care if my daughter's third-grade science teacher believes that the world is flat. But I do care if she's going to teach my daughter that world is flat. And I think it's similar here.
Alderman Moreno, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you there, but I did want to just point out that the Chicago press, of course, has been covering this extensively. And right. I note through them that, of course, you have the support of Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel. He sort of stands by your side. But I'm wondering, hearing what you're saying about the fact that you couldn't get Chick-fil-A to add basically an anti-discrimination clause to its corporate documents, what I'm wondering is what I'm reading here says that you would actually go to the lengths of stopping the company from opening a restaurant in or near your ward. Is that true? Will you go that far?
If they do not come up with a better traffic plan, which they don't have as of today, and if they do not, in my opinion, operate as a responsible business, which means to not discriminate against anybody, if they don't do those things, you're right. But I am still confident today that we are going to work towards a good compromise company's happy with, that my community's happy with, and they can start selling chicken, which what they're in the business of doing.
On our WBR's Facebook page, Gordon Casey writes regarding Mayor Tom Menino's decision that he says, "Thanks, Mayor Menino. Look at us as a commonwealth. We're doing a much better job than the rest of the country. I thank you for serving as the capital's mayor. As a patriot, I applaud your rejection of Chick-fil-A." There have been a lot of comments like that over here from Boston. What are the residents in your ward or around the city of Chicago telling you, Alderman Moreno?
You know, 90% are very supportive. I would say 90%+. I mean, I had a very active social media a newsletter. I've had, you know, hundreds and thousands of calls and emails and comments, and 90%+ are supportive of it. And look, you know, I know that we can get into this argument about, you know, I think it's the wrong discussion to have about why are you trying to control one CEO's beliefs. That's not what this is about.
Well, it's definitely not about beliefs, but it's about when those beliefs come into the public sphere or enter through how private enterprise can and or maybe can't open or expand. So it's not about, you know, and no one's saying that that I'm absolutely not saying that you wanted to change anyone's beliefs, but you have come out to say that those beliefs you don't feel necessarily belong in Chicago through vis-a-vis a Chick-fil-A restaurant.
Especially if that trickles into a policy that discriminates. I mean, it was believed at one point in our history that, you know, African Americans couldn't sit at certain tables in certain restaurants, certain places, on certain buses. That certain races couldn't intermarry. I mean, those were laws and beliefs, and people, I'm sure, would give the same argument today that they gave then, saying, you know, I don't agree with what he says, but he has the right to believe that. Well, that's not the discussion. The discussion is, you know, again, believe what you want to believe. But we have laws, and we have responsible businesses in our ward, and the bare minimum is that you don't discriminate. And that goes for same-sex couples. That goes for lesbian, gay, bisexual folks, transgender. You know, you don't have to accept their lifestyle, but you can't discriminate against them.
Alderman Moreno, stand by for a second, because I want to put that question back to Dante Ramos. Dante, on our show several times before, every time we talked about gay marriage and, you know, should it work its way through popular vote? Should it work its way through the courts? We often hear gay marriage advocates say, why is this even a question? No one questions, for example, interracial marriage anymore. No one even questions that this should be a right. I wonder if you, Dan Casey, the Chick-fil-A CEO, had said something along the lines of, we believe traditional marriage is between people of the same race. I mean, would there be even room for understanding there? I mean,
it's a good question. It certainly would be a harder case to make. I think, you know, for better or for worse, we are at a point where, you know, half the country still feels, and I think this is will change, and I hope it changes. But you know, this is still a live issue that's out there about how the gay marriage issue is going to resolve itself. And as much as I sort of appreciate the counterfactual, the fact of the matter is that on what remains a live a live issue of public policy, the company is being held to account for the statements of its executives taking one side in that issue that a lot of people take. I mean, the alderman referred to the history on this, and I think there's another piece of history that's worth looking at. Gays and lesbians have suffered in particular because of a tendency to, apply extra scrutiny to businesses that are gay-owned and gay-operated. Even today in places, I hope not Chicago, I hope not Boston, but in places like New York and D.C., there are gay-owned businesses like bars, for instance, that are subject to petty licensing rules and, community licensing hassles that straight-owned businesses aren't subjected to. And, a different example, if you're comfortable with, if you're comfortable with Chick-fil-A being denied business licenses because of its CEO statements, are you also comfortable with, denying permits to, Ground Zero Mosque? There's a sort of slippery slope here.
That's a false argument. We are comparing the intolerance of an individual with the acceptance of a business. I mean, that's not a fair comparison.
No, but I don't think
when a gay business that wants to open up and serve the gay community, that's not the same as someone that's intolerant towards the views of them. They're not saying that you can't, that they believe heterosexuality is evil. They're just saying that they want to be appreciative and celebrate their homosexuality.
If I can jump in here, because I do want to be able to get in a bunch of callers. We have a lot of people who want to join us. Listeners, we are talking about Chick-fil-A, purportedly anti-gay marriage statements made by the CEO of Chick-fil-A, and the firestorm of reaction that has caused, including a passionate letter from Mayor Tom Menino saying, Chick-fil-A is not welcome in Boston. And as you just heard, the voice of Alderman Joe Moreno in Chicago saying the same thing about the Windy City. Give us a call what you think. 1-800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. Is free speech and free enterprise sort of in conflict here, or can we have the two things at once? And when it comes to this question of community values and business, how do you make the two mix in a way that everyone can live with it? Is the best way to just let a business come in and let Bostonians or Chicagoans, as Alderman Moreno might say, vote with their wallets? Give us a call at 1-800-423-8255. Got a lot of comments online. Tim C. writes on RadioBoston.org, I'm a gay man, but I personally believe that Chick-fil-A should be allowed to open a store wherever they choose. Let them spend their money opening a store and let the local activist groups pick it out in front. Let's go to Brookline, where Dan's on the line. You're on the air, Dan.
Hi. I was just having this discussion myself a few days ago, and I brought up the philosopher John Rawls, who wrote that a just society has to tolerate the intolerant until a certain point. And that point is as soon as the actions of that intolerant sect begin to threaten the security or the institutions of liberty. And in Boston and in the state of Massachusetts, we've enshrined equal marriage laws, in the laws of our land. And when a business that actively promotes dismantling the laws that we have, you know, so proudly pioneered in this country. I think we have every right, and our mayor has every right, to stand up and say, no, you're not welcome here, and we do not have to tolerate your intolerance.
Dan, thank you so much for your call. Dante Ramos, quick reaction from you.
You know, I guess I'd say I, you know, agree with Tim C., the person you you quoted, and John Rawls generally, I guess. I don't know. I think that we do have laws here in Massachusetts, and I think, you know, the expectation is that any company that comes here, you know, will have to obey those laws. I mean, that is an absolute bottom line, and I think that, you know, no matter what happens, if Chick-fil-A comes here, you know, the mayor and the state and the people responsible should be, you know, should police those laws. But you know, what we're, it's a little worrisome to apply a sort of crystal ball test to Chick-fil-A and assume that we know how they're going to behave here in Massachusetts. And, you know, especially if we're not applying that standard to anybody else who applies for the same kind of licenses. I think you want to have predictable rules that are neutral, that apply to everybody.
Mm. Sandra DeLillo on WBUR's Facebook page writes, last time I checked, this was still the United States of America. If you don't like someone else's beliefs, then fine. Just don't go there or give them your money. But don't deny me my right to have and patronize an establishment if I want to. Alderman Moreno, I wonder what you think about that, that maybe ultimately, in your case, the city of Chicago, the people of Chicago are well able to make the choice on their own.
Oh, sure, sure. And I don't disagree with that. I mean, I think it has some merit. But I also would say that if we're, you know, on these sort of issues, which I think this is a civil rights issue, you know, we've never gained any civil rights by staying on the sidelines and not leading. And, you know, I hope to have, you know, further conversations with Chick-fil-A about what the progress that we were making. And if we can have those discussions and we can come to an agreement, then the Chick-fil-A will open, and I think people will still be probably upset and feel that that's not good enough and won't eat there, and that's okay. But I just want, you know, businesses in my ward, and the community wants businesses in the ward that are responsible, and part of that responsibility is abiding by and a practice that doesn't discriminate, and that's about how simple it is.
Let's take a couple more calls. Joseph's calling from Dorchester. You're on the air, Joseph.
Hi. The alderman mentioned that we don't, if we're a Christian, we don't have to accept Christians' beliefs, but they cannot be allowed to discriminate. And I'm wondering how Chick-fil-A has discriminated. It is stated in its policies that it welcomes everyone, and they have never denied serving anyone. And so to equate that the fact that they hold a biblical stance as discrimination, I think, is a false equation.
Alderman Moreno?
Well, there's more to it than that, and I respect the caller's opinion. You know, the company has funneled millions of dollars through their non-for-profit foundation to groups that, you know, hate, and I'll use that word, their words, that do not believe that homosexuals are they're not doing God's work. They're evil. Focus on the Family has come out and say that, you know, they're anti-biblical, that they're going to go to hell. You know, those are very, very, very dangerous actions. And the company has bowed to me in writing saying that they will no longer, nor Windshape Foundation, will no longer fund any political group that has a political agenda left, right, or center. I haven't seen that proof. And so if they want to, you know, sign a letter, they want to post a statement that says, look, this is how we are going to behave moving forward, that's the progress I was trying to make with them. And so
Alderman Moreno, let me jump in here because there are some more specifics along the lines of what you were saying. So the Windshape Foundation, which is the philanthropic arm of Chick-fil-A, as you were mentioning, has actually donated time, money, and effort to organizations such as the National Organization on Marriage, which is definitely a traditional marriage advocacy group, quite a vocal one nationally. Dante Ramos, that makes me wonder, corporations in America today, through such philanthropic arms, through Citizens United, are able to take the money that they earn by selling chicken sandwiches and funnel them into the politics of America, which then ultimately do have an impact on people's rights and how they live. So why isn't it fair for the opposite to happen, for politicians to come back and say, no, this is not going to be okay in our neighborhood?
Well, because I think that the flow of free speech, I mean, there's a sort of one-way nature to it in the sense that individuals, and, you know, we can argue about Citizens United, but the Supreme Court has kind of come down a certain way on this, that, you know, individuals and corporations, you know, for better, for worse, have the right to free speech. You know, there's not a sort of equivalent right for people in public office to you know, to crack down or disfavor types of speech that they don't favor. And I think what, you know, I don't know the situation on the ground in Chicago, but what the, you know, if you do accept, as the Supreme Court has, the idea that the that you know, contributions to groups are a form of expression, you know, to condition acceptance of a company's ability to their not donating to certain causes, you know, it sure seems like it goes into questionable constitutional territory to me. I'm not a lawyer, but I think it's a hard case to make.
I would agree with you if that was a situation. It's not. We are not questioning anybody's right to say what they want to say or believe what they want to believe. What we're saying is that if those beliefs, again, transcend into a policy or a rejection of a policy that is discriminatory, then we have issues.
And I want to sneak in one last call here, gentlemen. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just want to really just get one last in here because we got a lot of people. Kyle is calling from the South End. You're on the air, Kyle.
Hi, I just wanted to make a quick point that Mayor Menino is absolutely on point to take this position because his job is to be an advocate for the citizens and the well-being of the citizens of Boston. When Chick-fil-A donates hundreds of millions of dollars to hateful, discriminatory organizations, them coming to Boston, Chick-fil-A coming to Boston, is no longer just about selling fillets of chicken. Their dollars that they get from Boston citizens are directly impacting the lives of gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender folks in Boston. Absolutely on point for Mayor Menino to take this position.
Kyle, thank you so much for your call. On WBR's Facebook page, Joe DeRogier says, I would boycott that business and go elsewhere, but they have a right to free enterprise. Whereas on the other side of things, Mike Chapman says, a politician with smarts and stones, thank you, Mr. Mayor. If he lived in Chicago, he'd probably be saying the same thing of you, Alderman Moreno. We've got about 60 seconds left in this segment. Just a last thought from you on what your next step might be regarding Chick-fil-A in Chicago.
Well, I'm hoping again to meet with the executives. And again, we do have a traffic issue that the Department of Transportation and the Law Department and the Zoning Department are not willing to approve. So we need to work on that. And in conjunction, I hope that we can, again, start the discussion that we were having about the discriminatory practices and having a statement from the company. And I'm optimistic that we're going to get to a place where the community is going to be good and Chick-fil-A is going to be good. And I'm willing to put all the work and effort that I can into that.
Dante Ramos, last thought from you. Do you think Chick-fil-A is going to come to Boston?
After all this, I kind of doubt it. But I, you know, I hope other businesses won't take from this the idea that, you know, they're going to be, you know, tossed out of town because of what they might say in public.
Dante Ramos is the Boston Globe's deputy editorial page editor. Great to have you as always, Dante. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
And Alderman Joe Moreno, who represents Chicago's first ward, speaking to us today from Chicago. Really wonderful to have you. Thank you so much for your time, Alderman.
Thank you for your time. I enjoyed it.
And listeners, continue this conversation online. It's an important one. It's a good one. We're at radioboston.org. There's more of the show coming up, including our weekend picks. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty with Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.